Right. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Everyone.
Hello, too.
We're not really in the mood because it just took us, 37 minutes to get the microphone working, but we're here now.
YOLO, so, isn't it?
Yeah. Safe to say anyone who has a Mac is a cum. So, on today's show, we can call it show, can't we?
No.
Yeah.
If I was me, I'd have turned up by now because this is dreadful.
Yeah, no, terrible start. New year, new me, innit? That's the first point of the podcast.
Of course, new year.
Yeah. So anyone who says new year, new me, what do you think of them, Tom?
I don't like them.
No, me neither. You're not going to be a new person, are you? Not overnight.
No.
So safe to say you're not going to be a new
person. Yeah, I thought I was going to be a new person, but it turns out on January 3rd, I went to work.
Yeah.
It was exactly the fucking same.
It's weird. Going to the same, job's the same. Tom still does drink loads of alcohol when we're doing the podcast. But he's gone classy tonight.
Yeah,
he's got
a bottle of red wine tonight. Bordeaux.
Nice glass of red. In a quick fit jumper. Brilliant.
Shh, that makes not work for.
No, sorry. In a jumper. Right, so what do you think about the horse meat scandal, Tom?
To be honest, everyone's going, oh, you know, them burgers. We've got horses in them.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It really didn't bother me one bit.
I know.
It tasted quite nice.
I saw on Look East, great show. I saw on Look East some fella say, oh, you can't eat horses. They're friends to man.
That bit.
And I thought, well, really, realistically, they're no more friendly to us than cows or chickens are.
What's that famous saying, man's best friend?
Yeah, yeah.
Old horsey.
I mean, yeah, we used to ride around on them because we needed to get from A to B. Now we just ride around on them for fun and we bet on them. And if they're running too slow, we whip the fuck out of them. And then if we fall over and hurt themselves, we shoot them. So
someone at work did
that. That's a pretty one-way relationship.
What was it? No, because they've injected them with something to make them bulk up, which could give you cancer.
Oh, God. Everything gives you cancer.
Yeah, absolutely everything.
Yeah, I was listening and one bloke wrote a letter into the, Look East.
Got time on his hands.
Yeah, saying realistically, he said, if we eat cows and chickens, what's the difference from eating horse?
Exactly. Someone said to me, do you want a horse meat burger? I'd probably pay more.
Yeah, yeah, to try it.
Yeah. What?
Exactly.
Some sort of delicacy.
If you eat meat, what's the difference from eating a cow or a horse? In fact, horses are pricks. A cow won't kick you. It wouldn't though, would it?
Horses are pricks.
We've already discussed Frankel, but the cow can't kick from its back legs because it's too fat. And you get milk from it.
Is that we're rating to eat animals?
Yeah, exactly.
Can it kick you?
We should rate animals not on taste but on how useful they are to us.
Don't eat that.
Yeah, exactly. Cows are good, they give us milk, so we won't eat them. Chickens, now you can eat them. What do they do? Fucking hell.
Chicken's so good. I'm so hungry as well. What did you do that for?
Yeah.
I'll go to Kentucky after this.
Yeah, that's some top quality chicken over there. And yeah, exactly, this horse meat, at least the horses were running around, the chickens are in a little cage.
Imagine the horses were running around.
Well, that's what horses do, they don't put them in a little cage.
That's what horses do. Oh, okay. Maybe they've got like battery horses.
That's what horses do. Chickens, they like sitting in them little cages. That's what they do. Right. Right, I've got on here Michael Moore. I'm presuming most people know him, but he's that fat American guy who's always writing books complaining.
Oh, did he do bowling for...
Yeah, well, on the Concubine or whatever, and Dude, Where's My Country? Because it's a pun on Dude, Where's My Car? He's a very clever bloke, and I've read his books. I actually think he's quite a nice guy and stuff, you know, a bit extreme. But he had written on Twitter, because I follow him, that he does this thing where he walks every day.
Oh yeah, I did it.
Yeah. To work. He doesn't even walk to work. He's a fucking writer. He doesn't do shit.
Walk to the desk.
Walk to the loo.
Oh.
And he's saying, oh, it's really shit, because he used to be really fat, and he's lost quite a lot of weight, and he said he changed his life. So I was reading this.
Walking?
Yeah, I know. One fat bloke to another, I thought, I'm going to read this. This could be a life changer.
Yeah.
And he had written this sort of, I suppose, about a 400-word piece. And basically he said that dieting doesn't work. Changing how you eat doesn't work. Just go for a walk and you'll lose the weight.
It's ridiculous.
And I was reading this, I was thinking, Fucking hell. If he's lost that much weight just from going on a 10-minute walk every night, I'll eat my hat.
I walk to work every day. It takes me an hour in total.
We were talking, Henry, we were saying, I can't believe you walk to work every day. You must walk about 5.5 miles a day.
Easy.
To and from.
But then I'm walking around work all the time. Yeah, I've never sat down, so I must be doing easy 10 miles.
This guy, all he does is walk in the evening, his weight fell off. I was thinking, fucking hell, I'm playing rugby, going to the gym.
That's why I'm like a rake.
Yeah.
Not about to fat on me.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Right.
Fucking KFC.
And so on this basis, this is how bored I get in the evening living in my grand's house. I just sort of, and I was reading, I decided to read about diets, and I was reading about this forum, and it was basically one of these feel good forums about diets. Not like, oh, I done this and
wait,
it was great.
Wait. So you sit at home in your nan's house feeling sorry for yourself and you went on a feel good diet forum?
No. It wasn't like that. It was just, I was following links to various things and trying to find something funny basically to talk about. And this was popped up, and it was basically this woman who was writing about basically how shit diets are,
mm-hmm.
and how if your life's ruled by food, yada yada yada. And it was, you know, it was quite an interesting read. And this woman popped up on one of the replies, and she said, "I was going to have fish and chips tonight, but I thought it'd be really bad. But I do really fancy it, so I'm going to treat myself."
So that was really
funny. Yeah, that great sentence. Oh, I know it was naughty of me, but I really fancied it. Well, of course you really fancied it. That's the problem. Yeah.
Shall I do it?
I do fancy it. Yeah. But this one, I really fancied it. Well, if you don't really fancy it, then you're not going to have it, are you? Fucking hell. It's like me going out raping. Oh, I did really fancy it. I did.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, officer, but I really fancied it.
That's all right, son.
I know.
Every now and again.
Well, we all have to give in to temptation every now and then. We've got to treat ourselves to a nice rape now and then.
Ow.
Fish and chips and a rape. Keep them there.
How can you compare it?
Right. And the other day as well, this is again reflection of how sad I am. Matt came round after a night out, and I was just laying there hungover, and so we started playing Minecraft.
Oh no.
And honestly, I can see why people get addicted to it.
He's such a twat.
It's ludicrous. And it
what do you do? Because I've seen Natty play it.
It is the saddest game in the world. You just build. That's it. You just build a little house.
Well, you don't get to run about.
You run about, you dig up a ground, you look for coal. It's honestly ridiculous. You find coal, then you put it in an oven and cook up, like, sand. You can make glass.
Do you get to, like, kill anyone?
Yeah, well, sometimes zombies come out at night and you have to, like, hide in somewhere.
You can't kill them.
You can't kill them.
You cower away.
But it's more about being creative.
Oh, I see.
It just, again, computer games. Can't be creative in your own life and job, so you build a house.
Is my wife?
Yeah.
I made her.
I made. What was it? Me and Matt made. We made a little.
No, don't tell people what you've done. No,
we did, and we had a big beacon at the top. So if you went to look for wood on the other side of the world, you could always see home. You could always find your way back before the monsters came out.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I know, it was honestly, it was pathetic. It was so pathetic. But I've sworn that I'll only ever play Minecraft with Matt on a hangover. So it's all right. I haven't played it ever since. It's not a one-player thing.
Bollocks.
No, honestly, I swear. It was boring by yourself. I don't understand how Natty can play that alone.
He's like a don. He's like an admin.
I know. He's like a hero.
Yeah, he goes. He showed me. He said, "You go on here," and he logs in. And was like, "Hey, NJ. Hey." And then he just kills them. Because he's like a don. He can lightning them or something.
He can lightning them?
Yeah.
What, he's like...
Yeah, he could just destroy anything he wants because he owns it.
He's like Rammer.
Yeah, him and his pal have like his own server. It's ridiculous. He is like he got a Christmas card from Minecraft.
No, he didn't.
He did.
So to all your friends,
yeah.
Minecraft. Did he get any freebies from them?
Easy. So you get excited. Well, I don't know. You show me the card and I laughed.
What stuff have you got down here? Let's go to your list. Lisps.
I don't like lisps.
Yeah.
I hate it.
You really are really horrible, aren't
I'm just
you?
Pissed off all the time. What's on that bottom one?
I go on the net looking for things that are funny and you just pick on people with problems.
Yeah.
Lisps.
I've got ugly kids written down this one. I better leave that one.
Yeah. Most kids are ugly if you ask me. They snot all over themselves, piss and shit.
No, but you know kids, some kids are cute, like in the face. Are we doing it?
Yeah.
Some kids are cute in the face, and then you get them really. They've got that scum face.
What are you? Scummy
there's
babies.
There's a scum face. There's definitely a scum face. It doesn't come through till about three, and then you spot the scum face.
Fucking hell. Scum face.
What have I got in here? The culture we live in is shit because of YouTube. You could never, ever, like, if you saw someone years ago doing, like, backflips on a mountain bike and shit, be like, oh, yeah, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's, oh. Cunt. It's like that free running bollocks.
Yeah, I know.
Years ago, that was, oh, that's pretty cool. And now it's just everything. Every cunt can do a backflip off a tree. Or something.
I know.
Oh, there you go.
And if you can't do it, you can just watch it in seconds on your phone.
But
anyway.
It's like skateboarding, I think, used to be quite cool. And now it's just,
yeah.
You know, you watch them.
That's
like,
why people watch Epic Fails.
Yeah,
they don't
exactly.
Play anything
so we, because we sit down there sometimes and watch Epic Fails, and then we go on Epic Wins.
Yeah.
So you watch them, like people doing some cool shit. And there's always about 30. Skateboard clips. Oh, he's jumped down them stairs again.
Yeah.
Didn't fall off. Bit disappointing.
Yeah. Then you put on the videos where they broke their legs. Yeah. And they have bones sticking out. It's funny. Yeah.
Stop. Please fall
no,
over.
No, I agree with you. Our generation is terrible. Because we've got entertainment available to us all the time.
You could never. I'm never satisfied, though.
I know.
Still.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. You go on, you go on the net, you look around. It's just boring. It's like porn videos. Unbelievable. You go back 10 years. Poor bastard said. Fucking VHS. Can you imagine?
Do you remember
that?
When we first got the internet and shit and it took you an
hour?
Yeah, it took you an hour to download this 3-minute clip.
I'll just preview it again. Oh no.
It was the best thing.
I know
ever.
It was.
And now we've got I've got hour long videos just at a touch.
Yeah.
And
you won't settle. You won't settle for a video unless
it's
really, really good. Or you've been going too long not to
go. Sometimes you're 20 minutes searching for a good one.
I've seen that.
She's a bit fat. And I ended up getting pissed off. And the first one was pretty decent. The last one you picked was just shit.
Yeah.
Or I get so annoyed, I just pick cum shot compilation.
I'm not a cum shot compilation man. But yeah, let's not talk about preferences of.
I like spunk. On women's faces.
The most demeaning thing. But I've written down here actually. I don't know how we managed to get onto this. But laptops and smartphones are a constant reminder of wanking, and the fact that you can do it at any time, you literally can. And the reason I was thinking about it is because I was I've recently paid to teach in English as a foreign language.
I thought you were going to go somewhere else then.
Yeah,
paying for porn.
No. I've got a teaching English as a foreign language course, and I was doing it at home, and it's really dull. You know, the introduction is the history of teaching English as a foreign language and grammar for kids who don't speak any English and yada yada yada. But you have to read through it all to make sure you know the answer to the questions. And halfway through I thought, oh, fuck, I'm going to have a wank. And you... But I'm supposed to be learning about teaching kids. So why did I jump from that? Why did I jump from grammar to like... It's just...
There's a picture of a woman on it. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
And I was going back to when I was at uni, and the amount of times, you know, you're halfway through reading an article and you just go for a quick wank. But the articles were hideous. I used to read articles about, like, the slaughter of Native Americans, and halfway through I think, oh, yeah, I'm online, so...
Ooh.
Yeah.
You're searching on the Native American born.
Yeah. Fuck then murder. Oh, God. That was a bit much. Yeah, I know. But it's just ironic, isn't it, how you're reading about teaching kids in countries that they struggle with life and stuff, and then halfway through for a great
better wank.
Yeah, I'll just get one of these. I'm using my concentration up. I'm going to have a break. What shall I do?
Can you masturbate without video anymore?
I can, yeah. And I'm capable.
I haven't done one in like, I can't remember the last time I had an imagination.
We should go back. We should commit tonight to pornography celibacy.
I couldn't do it.
No, we should. We should do that. We should commit to non-use of porn, and then we'll give the viewers an update on how we got on. We could even time ourselves to see.
3 hours. One big fat right
next
arm.
Next week we'll turn up. Yeah, with biceps, just absolutely massive.
Walking and wanking, maybe lose all this weight.
Right, we. I wasn't gonna go here, but I think I should. We touched on plenty of fish a while back.
No.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
The dating thing that Tom signed up for. Now, I recently signed up as well. No, don't laugh.
You just sound like a twat.
Don't laugh. I signed up because it was just, you know, for research purposes, to have a look around and to find some podcast material, you know.
No, you didn't.
No, it was just for research purposes. Of course it was. Now, after a while, I thought, well, you know, when in Rome, I thought I'd look at women in the Norwich area. Now, I was saying this to you, and it's different on the phone app, because Tom likes to be available all the time. I'm more of a laptop every now and then guy.
That a laptop.
Good point, yeah. But there's always, in the bios, you write a little bit about yourself, and loads and loads of women have written on there, oh, yeah, I really love going out with the girls or going out clubbing, but I also like staying in every now and then. Well
done, you.
So you like going out, but you also like staying in.
My favourite one, I've read one the other day. What was it? Oh, I'm going to put something really original on here. And she actually wrote all this, yeah. And then it was just the same shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I go out clubbing, I go to work, and then...
I like getting out. Kids I like getting out and doing things.
They've all got kids.
But I also like staying in. Well, so what's in between that? So if I went out with you, I can rely on the fact that if you like going out, you're happy, and if you like staying in, you're happy. So basically, I can't go wrong.
It's just your face.
Yeah. And the other one is the tag. What happens is you get a headline which you sell yourself on, like could it be you? .. Something horrible like that.
Looking for my Mr. Grey.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Oh God. Oh my days. And it starts to. It gives you like the first few lines of what they've written about themselves on the website, and every time it always cuts them off at a really bad point. So it'll say, the first sentence will say, oh yeah, I love going out with the girls on a Friday night, but I also love staying in and getting a nice big, and then it will cut off. And you look at, obviously I'm there, right, I'll have a click on her. I'm hoping she was going to say a nice big gut, but she...
I was thinking cock.
Yeah. And then you go on there, and every time it's a nice big Chinese or a nice big pizza. It's like, yeah, whatever.
You don't want pizza.
A big, nice, hard
pizza. It'd be good,
pizza.
But I hate the lying on there.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't want that. Men can... Oh, no. Fuck off. Why are you on here? Should we get fucked?
And that's Tom's opinion on women, ladies and gentlemen.
No!
New year, new Tom.
My sister listens to this. It's horrible. I'm not like this, really. It's just for the show.
Well, you've got to be honest, haven't you? See, the good thing about telling people you're on Plenty of Fish is if someone finds you on Plenty of Fish, you don't have to deal with the abuse then. You know, you've got to put your heart in this thing.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Plenty of Fish is fucking brilliant. The things people write on there are just amazing.
Should we do a random one now?
Go on, have a look up there.
I'll do a random. We keep talking about shit. I'll find one.
Well, I'm going through your list and it's just bloody horrible. I can't.
I'm just miserable.
I know, we're both miserable. That's why we're here.
I was reading for my list earlier. I must have had a bad day. It was just like, why do I hate everything? Why do I enjoy being hated?
I do quite like the only rich kids do extreme sports.
It's true, isn't it?
That's clever.
You've never ever sit like, oh, we're going to interview BMX rider John Davis, right? Well, yeah, I used to fucking do it. My dad's fucking
my dad's garden.
On the councils, though, it was all time, don't we?
Yeah.
You don't get it. No, they always getting this nice haircut. Hello, yeah. Had a really good run, yeah.
Skiing's the one. That's the best one.
Motocrossing. Those fucking pee can do that.
Well, you have to have a boatload of money if you're going to be doing skiing, don't you?
Meet me. Here we go. No.
Pictures of fireworks.
Yeah. Why put them up? Don't put pictures of fireworks on Facebook. Here's a firework. Oh, great. You can barely fucking see the gun. There's like a bit of shade of pink.
I want to make it clear now. I hate fireworks. Again.
They're rubbish.
They are. Once you've seen them once, you've seen them all. We should do away with fireworks. In fact, that should be our next episode. We should play Room 101. I fucking love that show.
101. Yeah.
And it's hosted by, what's his name, isn't it now? Frank Skinner. Have you seen the new ones?
I haven't.
They're so good.
Was it Jonathan Ross?
No, it was, oh God, the guy from, oh, this is bollocks, that's not it was I'm just going to Google him.
Oh, she looks like Phil, I've got one. All right, her bio, I'm not going to put her name on. Live, love and laugh is her thing.
All right.
My name's, I'm 22 year old and have two little boys, they're my world. If you can't deal with that, go away. I'm a down to earth girl, I like to have a laugh and a bit of banter. I love my tattoos. Don't really know what to put as new to all this. Rubbish.
Yeah.
Go back and write it again.
Who's gonna be attracted to that?
Yeah. I'm pretty boring.
Yeah. I've got so little to say about myself, I can't fill a space. Mine is pretentious as hell, though, so I wouldn't want to read that.
Yeah, you remember yours earlier, but you went in.
Yeah, I know. I was there for 20 minutes. To whom it may concern, it's recently come to my attention. Yours sincerely, Sam, B.A. Odds.
B.A. Odds. Dear World.
Yeah, yeah. I was musing as well. I put in my pad a while back about... I thought I was on your teeth for a minute.
God, right. No, just dropped a penny on my glass.
It was the trendy illnesses that people have got now.
Oh no!
Yeah, they what are. What are you going to put? There are some. Though,
please don't
there?
Say anything really offensive.
No, I'm not going to say anything really offensive. It's just there are some illnesses, like OCD is one of them, isn't it? It's so trendy. There are people who have OCD, like wash their hands 100 times a day and never leave the house. That's horrible. But then you get like. Girls, for instance, not that I'm stereotyping, but men are generally a lot more messy, so they're not concerned.
Some blokes I've worked with, they're like
that. Natty's quite bad for it. He's got things that he has to do, hasn't he, before he can relax.
You leave him alone.
Yeah, no, I'm not criticising him.
He's my precious
but every
flower.
Now and then you just hear someone idiot, like right, in the pub or something, and they'll make sure that all the glasses aren't on the edge of the table, and they'll put them in the middle of the table, and yeah. One of them go, oh, you're such an OCD. Yeah. No, she's not. She just doesn't want to like drop her wine. Fucking hell, there's so many of them little things. Oh, I'm a bit OCD when it comes to the shower. I can't stand it when people leave their towel on the floor. No.
That's not OCD.
That's not being OCD.
You're just irritable.
Yeah, that's just normal human behaviour.
What are the trendy illnesses?
I don't know. Bipolar is a trendy one, isn't it? It is an indie one. Because no one had heard of bipolar until recently. And there are people who have bipolar who can be, you know, diagnosed. And they actually, 9 times out of 10, if they're diagnosed with bipolar, they actually get pills and they're fine. But again, you just get people self-diagnosed and say they're bipolar. Oh, I was in a shit mood yesterday and now I'm in a good mood. I must be bipolar. No, you're just a fucking idiot. Everyone, that's called life.
Today someone pissed me off. Now I'm annoyed. 2 weeks ago I was alright.
The amount of times, like especially when you go to work, the amount of times you wake up in the worst mood, you wake up, your alarm goes off, you lay there and think, I honestly can think of nothing worse than going to work right now.
Mate.
I cannot think of anything on planet Earth worse. But then you walk home from work and sometimes you skip a note. You're like, oh yeah, the day went well. It doesn't mean you're bipolar.
No.
do you not?
Never.
Do you not?
I got a quarter to nine last night from work.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Stock check.
Do you get paid for the extra hours?
Oh, we said who I work for, haven't we?
Yeah.
I mean, it's great.
I can edit that out, actually, if you want.
Like, all my bosses are going to be there. What's he up to?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we need the listeners, mate. But okay. Mention it to him. I was talking about you in my podcast the other night.
Slagging you up.
Yeah, talking about how crap it is to work for.
Not crap. Enjoy it.
I know you do. You're just like a man.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the snow, Tom?
I hate that it just turns people into twats.
Yeah, I know.
It's so annoying. And people, you don't get it because you don't drive, do you? But when, as soon as like a bit of a snow, people just forget how to drive. They're all, it's just like wet. Mm. When there's like a little bit of snow or it starts snowing, then everyone's going like 50 miles an hour, better not. Just go. Fuck. Move.
It's the same old thing. And what's horrible about snow now is that having the conversation about snow being stupid, you're turning into one of the standard people who talk about snow, so you can't even say
bloody snow.
Yeah, I know, because you sound like a dickhead. And the worst thing is people's pictures.
Yeah.
People's pictures of the garden.
Oh, it's snowing.
Right, and now on the news, we're going to have a 5-minute slideshow of people's gardens. Oh, look, there's two kids with their snowman.
Is Katie from Berkshire?
Yeah, I know. She took a picture of her garden this morning. Of course the tree's got snow on it. Of course it has.
Well,
it does look nice. It does look nice.
I prefer when it's like, you know, proper thick snow, but when it like dies out and it just looks shit. On Deering Road walking to work and all the snow's gone, but you just still get the pavements are covered. Here's the thing. The council do all the roads and that.
Yeah.
What about the pavements? I'm walking along.
Oh, no, yeah.
Just like, I was like ice skating with trainers and that.
It was like the leaves are back again. It was horrible.
We should call it, rename it Icy Snow.
Icy snow. Christ, what other kind of snow is there?
Cold snow. Some girl though, it was brilliant. I was walking towards her and she was coming.
I love seeing people stack it.
No, she went, she slipped, but then turned it into some sort of like little slut drop thing arse right there, legs wide apart, bang, straight up. Yes!
It's like the slow grind.
Yeah, dirty bitch.
Did you see that video someone put on YouTube of Duke Street in Norwich?
Was it Norwich?
Yeah. I swear it's in Norwich, Duke Street.
Oh,
I don't know, it was brilliant though, that party boy tune in the background. Boom, boom.
Not just people fucking over.
Honestly, watch it on YouTube, it's fucking hilarious. People stacking it. It's fucking awesome. That is the only good thing about snow, I think. Yeah, I'm too old now. I can't be arsed with snowball fights and sledging and stuff.
Too old. Too good for that.
It's not them too good. I just don't. Like, when I was a kid, I used to love it. I just can't be bothered anymore.
It was great at work. Well, I was making snow angels and shit. I was looking like I'm a weirdo.
I was away anyway in the main snow hit.
Yeah, horrible. I was in Harlow for the week. It was horrible.
Training courses. My days.
I got sent on Monday, I tell you.
Yeah.
I sent me in a training course and I got there and they said, no, you're not on it. What? So I drove, someone picked me up at 6 o'clock in the morning, got to Harlow at like 7:15, mongled about for an hour and a half, went to McDonald's, got a breakfast. No, you're not on it, fella.
Back home.
Get up the train. Back home at 11.
To get the day off?
It was my day off anyway.
Oh.
Gold.
Were you paid for it?
I don't know.
Must have been
I've
paid
got to stop
train.
Doing this, you know, because I'm going to get fucked.
All right.
People have been sacked for it. Stop.
Yeah. Right, it's funny you talking about, because on the other page I put about my generation impatience. And I've got a little list of things that just do my tree in. And one of them is internet, because obviously I work with people who come in about their internet. And you get people moaning about the speeds of the internet. And it was 10 years ago we had dial-up.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Well, the thing is, mate, I'm trying to watch a movie online, illegally, and it's buffering. Well, yeah, that's kind of what happens.
It's the shitty servers you get from downloading
the
illegal
shit.
Yeah,
exactly. We the weekend I went on a family trip to Wolverhampton, and we were in the coach.
How about you hanging out your ass, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in a hell of a place.
I thought, wasn't it Thomas was going for it, and you and Ollie were dead.
Yeah, me and Ollie went out on Friday, and he was on a mad one on Saturday. It was hideous, fucking hideous. And the impatience associated with travelling from British people. We live on this tiny little island. You can go from the bottom to the top by train in about like 6.5.
Would it take us when we went to Scotland? About 7 hours?
Yeah. I think it's quicker than that though, isn't it now?
If you go from London, you can get an express train, it's like 4 hours or
yeah,
5 hours.
Exactly. You can go to Scotland in 6 hours.
It's
and we're
technically a different country.
Yeah, yeah. And Pam was going, she was like, oh, 3.5 hours is a bit too long for me in a car. 3.5 hours is so little
time.
We've
got to go to Leeds, haven't we?
Yeah.
It's
ridiculous. So little time.
Jumping a car. It used to take me two and a half hours to get from South London to Far West London to go to work.
Yeah.
Every fucking day.
It's just a bit too long. You live in America. You want to get to the next town and you're driving for six hours. British people just love moaning so much. It's great. Though,
I do like moaning.
It is. If you went overseas and played this podcast, people would just like, listen to these pricks.
Yeah.
They've got a great country. They live in a great. We both live in Golden Triangle in Norwich. Great place. And all you can moan about is the speed of broadband and stuff. Cause a nightmare going up to Wolves. Ooh. Bloody bastard. On our great roads. Where the maintenance is all done. Yeah, brilliant. British trains in them versus American trains. There's just no comparison whatsoever. Right. I don't think I've got anything left to say, really. Not that we had much to say anyway.
Well.
Yeah. But it's good, because it means it's only half an hour long. We've been trying to cut it down. We tried to cut it down last time, and we got to 45. So it's a slow regression. The next one will be 10 minutes.
Hello. Still hate everything.
Just a quick update.
See you later.
Oh, God, I've got loads on here, actually. Did you see the We've Got Norfolk Style video?
Yeah, that was fucking dreadful.
Oh,
did you watch
God.
His other videos?
No.
I went on the user.
What are they?
And it's like, oh, Zamo doing shots of vodka, and it's like the geeky little tracks. And the one with the long hair looks exactly like you.
Oh.
And he's going with his pal, doing like capfuls of vodka, like one. Oh, no!
Really?
And he's like, oh my God, Bursa! It was dreadful.
The reason I put it on here is because it just pissed me off, because I love a montage and I love taking the piss out of Norfolk more than anyone.
Well, you've got Norfolk style.
Yeah, it was just shit. It was really so badly done, yeah. Christ. And he got so many hits. We can't score in a brothel with this podcast. And he's getting thousands from We've Got Norfolk Style. We should just do a shit. But next time there's a pop single that goes viral, let's just come out with the quickest one we can come out with. So the next Carly Rae Jepsen track, that's bound to be a success. We'll just take the words out, stick something stupid in
like
there.
Like Lonely Island. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. Anything. Just change the words a little bit. Fair play for him to film in it, but it was just shit. Everyone was putting it on Facebook, like, oh, this is so good. Not good. That's shit.
It's because he looks like you, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just jealous of him. He's more popular than me. His effort to get onto the internet and express himself has been so rapid. And then he was on Twitter. Did you see him on there?
No, what?
Oh, God, just crying out for followers.
How old is he?
I don't know. Fucking hell.
Cool.
Oh, I've got no time, Jim. I've got absolutely no time, Jim.
Bless his heart.
No, yeah, hats off for making it. It takes a lot to go out there and make something that your friends take the piss out of you for, doesn't it, Tom?
Well, I don't talk to them about it.
Yeah, I know.
They all think it's you.
I know they do, the cunts. I can imagine you. I don't even want to do it, mate. It's all sounds like
I don't want to do it.
Yeah, of course
shit.
You
love it.
Listen to you giggling away. You're having the time of your life over here.
Fold up bikes.
You what?
Fold up bikes. Talk to me about them.
Do you remember Matt's fold up bike?
Why would you get that bike? Everyone else is like kicking about BMX and mountain bikes. Matt puts up a little fold up bike.
We should say a little bit about Matt, because Matt is 6'6". He looks like a clown from the old school ones where they had a mini bike. That's what he looked like.
I'm so happy when I'm with him though. It makes me laugh so much.
He's fucking brilliant. He looked like a little clown riding around on that. He used to bike to work on it, didn't he? Through town. Can you imagine seeing him down the road? If you didn't know him, you'd just piss yourself.
A 6'6" ginger bloke,
yeah,
with long hair and a little fold-up bike.
It's like when you guys are all getting cars and I was saying, oh, so annoying, I can't afford a car, blah, blah, blah. And everyone said to me, get a moped. And I was like, imagine me on a moped. I would look horrendous, Tom. I literally would look horrendous. Just a little fat bloke, just riding around, swaying everywhere. I'd look like a prick. What, more of a prick?
Get a little moped,
to
be funny.
I'd get a moped just to be funny. They are good value for money, aren't they, compared to cars?
Here's one.
Go on then.
Lack of entertainment / pubs at train stations.
Yeah.
Just put a pub in there.
Yeah.
Imagine how good that would be. You know when you got the 40-minute wait? Mm-hmm. But when the ones you don't have to go out of the turnstiles for. There's always one, like, next to the pub. Yeah, one down there. Why can't you just have it in here?
The little shitty stations as well.
Ely
and Peterborough.
Ely station? Yeah, they're the worst.
When I was going to this training course, I had to stop off at Ely. And it was fucking freezing. It was -5.
It fucking whipped around there.
I know. There's nowhere to sit. I had a 25-minute wait, and I was just wrapped up in my coat and my scarf. Absolutely fucking freezing. What I'd have given, well, saying that, it was about 6:30, if I'd have gone for a pint there and people had looked at me like I was a lunatic.
What, in the morning?
Yeah.
Go for it. Yeah, I'll learn it.
I should have done more writing for this bloody podcast while I was on that train.
Shame. Mm-hmm.
That train was fucking hilarious. There were some well characters on there. The business types who get on the train, and they've all got the same voice, haven't they, business types? Well, hello, Steve, yeah. I'm just on the train back now, yeah. So how did the meeting go, yeah? Yeah,
Guardian business page.
Yeah.
Laptop.
That sort of droney voice where they speak from the throat. Okay, yeah, I've got the report in front of me now. Which section are you talking about? Okay, yeah. I can see the margins are good. Have you spoken to Caroline about the report? Well, yeah, we need to get them away. Give Stephen a ring. Just make sure everything's sell for next week. Fucking hell.
That's the way. You know, you go on a train journey and you forget your headphones and listen to this shit.
I know. Oh. My laptop's so old.
Well, kids on the train are the worst. Fuck off. And the parents don't do anything.
I know.
Where was I going? Where did I go? Fuck, I can't remember now. But I was going somewhere in this Birmingham.
Yeah.
After Christmas, I went there and these kids running up and down. The train was dead.
Yeah.
His mum gets home with two kids and some other fella was sat like opposite me, and this girl was just running up and down the thing. And I'm literally just like, am I going to put my foot out and trip her up? Is it? Can I do that? Or like, but then, because I was sat right near, you know, you get on the train and you walk in, they've got their, like the bar things, and then you wear all the seats.
Yeah,
she was like
yeah.
swinging on them, but then stopped and just looked at me.
And I was dead,
hanging out my ass, just like, one eye, one hand covering one eye, just an eye looking at her. It's like, why is she looking at me? And I was this close, just like mouthing, fuck off. It was painful. Just, please stop looking at me and stop running around.
I would rather, though, wouldn't you? I would rather the mother did nothing than the mother or the father do that thing where they look at you and raise their eyebrows.
Yeah.
They go, oh.
Kids, eh?
Yeah, kids, eh?
Fucking get her.
You can do that face to someone else who's sitting there with a kid, but don't do that face to me. Because I had my laptop open. As far as he knows, I could have been a business type trying to get me reports done. And his kid's swinging around.
Waiting up your next wank.
Yeah, exactly. I'm learning about teaching young kids in Africa and having a wank halfway through. I tell you, oh, one, we should end it. On this line, because I think this is hilarious, and I'm hoping other people are going to take this line on. Thomas, him and his friends have got a couple of sayings. Like, they use a lot of ours, and I'm picking up some of his. And he said to me when we were at this party on Saturday night, he goes, "God, look at a hoop."
Hoop?
Hoop. I said to him, "What do you mean, the hoop?" And he said he means arse.
Hoop.
And obviously the hoop can only refer to the hole. So from that moment on, we were just looking at this girl going, "Gosh, she's got a nice hoop." Absolutely brilliant, and I'm going to try and bring that across. My God, she's got a nice hoop. She's got a nice hole in her ass.
I do like hoop.
That is good, isn't it?
I'll take
and then
it.
I say to him, he's got this thing where he goes, "Wipe your hoop."
Wipe your hoop.
Yeah, because I kept going for a shit because I was obviously hungover. He was like, wipe your hoop. Brilliant. Have you got a joke for us this week? We normally leave on a joke, don't we? This is pressure now.
Oh, I don't know, I think I have.
You must have a joke.
I can't think of one. Normally I think of it beforehand. I haven't.
You've done no preparation shit. Yet again. You can't go on Google. That's cheating.
I'm not. I'm looking for my texts. There must be one in there somewhere.
Oh, your crude working class jokes about, I don't know, Michael Jackson being dead or...
This one's horrible.
Go on then.
My missus is pissed off at me yet again. Last night, when she was fast asleep, I gently removed their Tampax to replace it with a party popper, leaving the string hanging out. I'm telling you, that woman's got no fucking sense of humour at all. Wow. That's the kind of thing I get.
Right, let's say goodbye now.
That joke was rubbish. I'm better than that.
It was, you're better than that. Work on it for next time. Right, we're going to Leeds for the weekend this weekend, actually.
We'll do one after.
Yeah.
So we should do one on the... We'll try and get a lappy sorted for the car.
We'll try and do a Journey Up podcast. Or if not, we'll give you a report of how we got on in Leeds. Last times have been pretty intense. Asterix and Obelix and stuff. So we might have some stories for you. Chance I won't remember, but we'll do our best. See you later.
Bye.